almost live from beautiful San Diego. It's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2018, featuring team coverage from across the exhibit hall and beyond.
Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
For the latest technology news and accessibility information on cell phones, mainstream and access technology, personal medical devices, office equipment, digital audio players, and web-based and app technologies, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's monthly technology magazine, www.afb.org/aw.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
Here in the Blind Bargain Suite, CSUN 2018, I'm here with Bo Alstrup and Daniel Gartman from the Danish Institute of Technology. Did I get the name right?
For the blind.
For the blind.
And partially decided.
There we go. It's all these long titles. We brought them up here because some really cool stuff going on with Braille music. Guys, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
So we're looking at turning music in a format, an XML music format, into Braille. Tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a big problem for blind musicians to kind of getting hand on the music notes. Usually they are of course printed, and well, that's not very feasible.
No.
So we have looked into the stuff after having put the question to us, and we kind of found out that there is actually no good solution to that easily available. Easily meaning free or affordable.
Sure.
So we kind of decided to develop this little thing, and here we are about 2 years later after we started. And we are over here at CSUN to kind of broaden it out to the wide public.
Well, let's explain with a demo. It's more fun to do demos, isn't it, than to talk about things. So you have a computer in front of you here, Daniel?
Yeah, I do. And the computer I'm having is just a regular Windows 10 machine. And it has it's running JAWS because we have been doing most tests with JAWS because that's a screen reader that is being mostly used in Denmark. And we want to be screen reader agnostic, though, but so far, anyway, we have been using JAWS the most. And for the computer, we have a connected, for this demonstration, we have got a QWERTY keyboard, an external QWERTY keyboard. That's not necessary. You can use your laptop keyboard if you want that.
Sure.
It's all keyboard driven. Everything can be used via the keyboard because it's written, has been written specifically for screen reader users, because there are loads of, there are other programs for sighted people out there that can do the same. And I have a attached reversible Braille display, a 40-cell Braille display. I think lesser cells, if you go with the 14, it's too few cells to display.
You're not going
to
get too many notes for music, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, of course.
And because we also have the textual representation. I know we want to get to the demos now, but I'd be a bit of a more of explanation to do because it has three modes of three kinds of representation. We have got the music Braille possibility. And we have got, for those of us, including me, who are not that fluent in music Braille, we have a textual verbiage or representation that JAWS will read out. And if you don't have speech enabled, you can read it in Braille. It says closed hi-hat here under my fingers, and it has the Braille sign for it, I guess. And then we have the possibility to play the music back via MIDI. So that depends on what kind of sound font you've got on your computer.
Sure.
That's...
And the format here, it's one that's been around for a few years, it looks like. It's a music XML format.
Yes. Yeah. XML is an open standard. There's been many different dialects of forms of XML. And there are tons of music scores available online in music XML form that you can download. But this will take, you use your Control O and standard open commands to open a file. And should I just do this and the demo? And then explain along the way what I do.
Sure,
I have a score open, but I will just open the score with Control O.
Control O, note list 2 of 900. Open dialog, file name, colon, edit combo, descent.
I'll mute that because you know it already probably, but I'll do Shift-Tab a couple of times.
Music XML downloads.
And then move down to samples.
Okay.
Down arrow key.
Samples.
Is this too fast to speak straight?
No, perfect.
That's okay, right?
Yep.
Samples, hit enter.
Enter, shell folder view, items view, list box read only to move to an item.
And I'll mute that. And now I'm in the normal, it's a normal Explorer window.
Of course, yes.
And then I'll just say we did for the demonstration. Should we do the Billie Jean thing, Bo?
It's a big one, though.
It's a big one, or should we do Hotel California?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go, yes.
Yeah, should we do that?
We should.
So how do we get there? Quickly?
Probably H, I guess.
Should we try that out?
There you go.
Wow. Looks like we practiced before. We hit enter. I'll mute that real quick. It played the first note in the score, and it starts reading the text, and it displays measure one, pulse, etc., etc. And a lot of signatures, and the braille music is to the left on the display, roughly speaking, and the textual representation starts on the right. So you can.
So you don't even if you know braille music, awesome. If you don't know braille music, you still have another way.
You got it.
Forward with this.
Yes, exactly. That's the idea.
Is this mostly designed for viewing, or can you do editing as well?
You cannot do editing at this time.
Okay, so it's a viewer for these particular files.
You can, yeah.
So you have, of course, different hotkeys and ways to go because you have multiple parts on this track, or how does this work?
Yeah, so if you want to go to the beginning, we are there now.
Yes.
But I will move a bit further from the beginning. So we are. If you want to go to the beginning, what could be a logical way of doing this?
Probably, yeah. What is that? Is that home or control M?
That's
control. So it's all your standard Windows commands, yeah.
Yes, exactly. That's part of that's the idea of making it as familiar from other programs that we use all the time, you know, Microsoft Word being the prime example. So we have control home to go to the beginning of the score, and we have got control end to go to this the end of the score, and so on. So if we have the right and left arrow key, the right arrow key would move you one beat forward at a time. Now, as this is set up now by default, it will play back the note you land on, and Jaws will read the thing as well. So it's a bit, I suppose, a bit, you might want to fine-tune that a little bit. So what you can do, for example, is but you can do this, you can move one beat at a time with the right arrow key. And you can hear the speech there. What you might want to do, though, I think, should we show that though with the playback of the music? Would that be an idea to show
yes,
that?
Yes, sure.
Yeah. So we go to the beginning again, and I won't tell what I'm doing using for a hotkey for that. You know that already. But I will switch off the JAWS speech by the your regular standard JAWS speech command to turn on speech on demand.
Space.
Insert space followed by the S.
Speech on demand.
And then I'll start playback by hitting the space bar.
And there goes the braille display.
Yeah, you hear that?
And it's updating.
Yes.
Can you control the tempo if you wanted to slow this down quite a bit and kind of...
Nice question.
That's up to you, Bo. What is
yes,
it?
Of course. Can you... Press Control N, N meaning a number, and when you press it, you just enter the percentage of the normal tempo. Should we try?
So we have measure 11 right now, and it says that towards the right side and towards the left, we have the notes for that measure.
Should we try it in 50% tempo?
I just wanted to ask Jason if he wants to do the typing or should I do the keyboard?
No, it's fine. Yeah, go for it. You know the software, so.
Well, yeah, let's hope so. So I'll hit Control N. So have speech on demand on still. So
yes.
Nice.
Full speech.
I'll just do it.
Of normal tempo and combo.
So I will hit 50.
Oh, percentage of, yep.
Oh, you're on the braille display there.
Good. Oh, that too.
Cool.
Well, no, obviously that's what you're going after.
Zero.
Yep.
Hit enter.
And the reason I asked this is because as it's doing this, as you might have heard, it's just playing each measure. And if you want to try to learn a song, and you want to do it slow enough to where you could read the braille as it's going through, it would make a lot of sense. So now when you hit play,
what happens then? How to go?
Obviously, it's obnoxiously slow, but you can. So it does it one note at a time on here. It looks like that's what it's doing.
It's showing bits at a time of the piece, I guess.
Sure. So if we stop this for a second, I mean, perhaps if you're learning a song, it almost makes sense to do like a manual advance, right?
Yes.
Than to do it like this.
And there we have another. You can use your arrow keys. You can also connect a foot switch. It's difficult to demo on a podcast, obviously, but what you can do is there are devices out there that have pedals.
To a computer or to your keyboard through a computer?
to your computer by in the USB port, and then you can use your feet if you play. But you can also use the arrow keys. They can be configured to emulate the arrow keys. Isn't that a fair way of saying it, Bo?
Right. Usually you use both hands for instruments playing. So
yeah. Is this format, this XML music format, maybe not as well known, but there's lots of songs out there for it? Or
you have tons of them on the net. But you can export them from all music editors too. They all have that function.
Programs like Sibelius, Finale, MuseScore. There are lots of music editors out there that people use, sighted people, everybody uses them. I mean,
and it's pretty much representing everything that would be, and you have all the Braille music signs and formats there.
The Braille music representation is a work in progress.
Okay.
The music XML format in itself has all we need. We haven't looked that much at non-Western music, unfortunately. That's something that we would love to have feedback on. But so far, Bo and I and the developer, we haven't found limitations to what music XML can represent, because it is used exchange files between, if one person is using Sibelius and the other is using MuseScore, you have to be able to exchange. So it's like saving it as a document example could be RTF or HTML, whatever format every word processor can use. But these music programs, they apparently play nicely with each other in that regard. So if you save it as music XML, you can import them into your own music program. That's what you want.
Cool. Any other features that we should mention?
We should mention, maybe just mention the possibility of analyzing different chords. We just mentioned them both.
Maybe the loop sequence too.
All right, well, go ahead and quickly tell us how that works.
Mm. Yeah, go ahead, Bo.
Yeah. Yeah, well, for rehearsing purposes, we have this little feature too, which you can kind of set up to repeat, say, two measures. So that you can actually getting into the feeling of playing together with the computer and doing all these measures all over again until you have them right where they should be.
Okay, and the chord analyzer, how does that one? What does that one work like?
It's when you land on a chord, you could basically do it. You can analyze the different notes in a chord by using your down arrow keys, I think, and then you can go through, because if you have a chord like a three or four notes at a time you want to make out, analyze it, what notes does it consist of? You can go through it with the arrow keys.
This is some really cool and fascinating stuff to see. I'm glad it was brought to our attention. And sometimes it's the best things at the conference often are not in the exhibit hall. So really cool to see this. The software, is it available now? Can people go download it? Or?
Yes, and it is for free.
It is for free. How, and where can people get this?
That's ibos.dk/MusicXML.
Awesome. And if people want to send you guys a message or have comments, how should they contact you?
They can just go onto the webpage and find the contact. There's a contact info there. They can write to, let me see if I have it. We've just got new mail addresses. I remember them correctly. Mine is dg@ibos.kk.dk.
Thank you so much, both. Thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.